chapter 11, Paul protests his great love for the Corinthians. I wish you would bear with me in a little foolishness. Do bear with me, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. I betrothed you to one husband, that I might present you a pure virgin to Christ, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve with his craftiness, your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus whom we did not preach, or you receive a different spirit which you did not receive, or a different gospel which you did not accept, it seems you think you do well to go along with him. But I reckon that I am not in the least inferior to these so-called super-apostles. Though rude in speech, I am not in knowledge. No, in every way we have made this manifest to you in all things. Or did I commit a sin in abasing myself so that you may be exalted, because I preached to you the gospel of God for nothing? I robbed other churches by accepting support from them in order to serve you. And when I was present with you and was in want, I was not a burden to anyone. For the brothers, when they came from Macedonia, supplied all my needs. Indeed, in everything, I kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so will I remain. As the truth of Christ is in me, no one shall stop me boasting about this throughout the regions of Achaia. And why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. But what I do, that I will continue to do, so I may not provide an opportunity to those that desire such an opportunity, and so that their boasting will be shown to be not the same as ours. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashions himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his servants also fashion themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Paul lists his sufferings. I say again, let my own one think me foolish, but if you do, accept me as a fool, so that I may boast a little. What I will now speak in this confidence of boasting, I speak not after the Lord, but as in foolishness. Seeing that many boast after the flesh, I will boast also. For being wise, you bear with the foolish gladly. For it seems you follow a man if he brings you into bondage, if he devours you, if he takes you captive, if he exalts himself, if he hits you in the face. To my shame, I can say, we were too weak to do that. But wherein any is bold, I speak in foolishness, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I speak like a madman. I more, with far greater labours, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. Of the Jews, 5 times I received 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day have I been adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, in danger from robbers, in danger from my own people, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the wilderness, in danger at sea, in danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, in many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, in frequent fastings, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, there is the daily pressure of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak without me being weak? Who is made to fall and I am not indignant? If it is necessary for me to boast, I will boast of the things that concern my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, he who is blessed for you always, knows that I do not lie to you. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king guarded the city of the Damascenes in order to capture me, and only through a window I was let down in a basket by the wall and escaped his hands.